You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off as we always do with how the markets have been moving throughout the day, and it's been quite the torrid day for market movements, particularly following those developments out of the United States. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Wealth, Nellis Brink, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Nellis. Compliments of the new year to you. Lovely to be kicking off the year with you. Not such a good day on the markets front. We thought we might have some form of early run-up. We didn't see a Santa rally. We thought maybe January might be kicking off on the right foot. But it seems every time the US has something to say, markets are not loving it.
Definitely so. Compliments of the season to you as well, Jimmy. So, yes, we do see a lot of fear in the market. We have an incoming president that we know is going to be very tough on rates. And rates and trade tariffs definitely scares the global trade market. Remember, we know Trump is going to impose trade tariffs. We don't know to what extent he'll be able to do so. But with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, he's going to get pretty far. So trade in 2025 is 100% going to get more expensive than it is today. That's a guarantee. And that places fear on the markets. And then secondly, just specifically referring to today, we see quite a bit of a sell-off, obviously, firstly, locally because of the blacklisting, as you mentioned, of Tencent, where Tencent has been found on with apparent ties to military, which the U.S. Is not allowing in their move to move a little bit more to the right of their normal economy.
Nellis, you mentioned that we are anticipating Donald Trump being a bit more volatile towards the markets. We know that he's got a sentencing hearing that takes place between now and his inauguration. Surely that makes things a little bit awkward.
Definitely so, but I mean, he has been confirmed as president yesterday, right on the anniversary of the J6 riots. So it seems we are getting Trump, and he's going to move forward pretty aggressively, especially with Team Musk right next to him, really drilling down on government efficiency.
How do we reconcile the US's position with what's happening globally? I mean, there've also been comments around the NATO relationship as well, and the developments out of Europe. European tensions continue with gas concerns, and with the German economy being the largest or most industrialized economy also showing some signs of concern in the European region. How do we reconcile those global developments with the US's positioning? Are markets really thinking that the US is still going to be the place to be, given how protectionist Trump is going to come in with?
I think US is going to be easier to invest in than Europe. I think Europe is fighting a big immigration crisis. I think also that Europe has got quite weak leadership. I mean, we've seen snap elections in Germany, in France, in Italy. And of course, we've seen the resignation of Trudeau in Canada yesterday. So apparently Canada is becoming the 51st state now. So definitely a very volatile but weak leadership in Europe and in Canada.
How do we then move forward going into 2025? I mean, obviously, with all of these developments around the world, I'm looking at something like the oil price that's ticked up quite nicely for the OPEC or for the oil producing nations, not so much for us that are importing oil, but it does give a bit of an indication that markets, as you said earlier, are quite unsettled. So how then do we adjust our expectations for the new year?
So IMF predicts a slower growth. IMF predicted for 2025 about a 3% growth. I think that's a little modest. I'm a born optimist. I think it will go slightly better than that, simply because I do think we'll see, not global peace, but I definitely think we'll see a slowdown on the current raging wars, especially referring to Ukraine. I think a slowdown or maybe a complete stop of the Ukrainian war, which is going to have a big impact on global trade.
Nellis, what about some of the specific sectors? I mean, obviously we know the likes of the tech sectors are going to continue to run if you are in the US, but if you're in countries like China, there might be some increased risk there. I'm thinking about something that I saw a little earlier today around the net worth of the founder and or the major shareholder in LVMH, Bernard Arnault, losing about $50 billion in net worth over the 2024 year. And I look at that and I look at something like Richemont and I look at where all of the luxury brands are positioned and what's happening in China around wanting to boost consumption and all of that. How are we seeing certain sectors play out going into the new year? Do you have certain sectors that you might be liking a little more than others?
Definitely. So on the luxury end, there's quite a strange phenomenon that we've seen the start at the end of 2023 that's called fast fashion. And it seems that LVMH has been caught up right in there. So fast fashion is essentially where a company used to produce something roughly every 6 months. They'll roll out some fashion for winter and then they'll roll out some fashion for summer, maybe something in between. Now we see companies producing a new range on a monthly or sometimes weekly basis. The problem that that places someone like LVMH in, if you sell handbags that goes for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a piece, and it's out of fashion in 3 or 4 weeks from now with a high inflationary period, that's going to be a little bit tough to stay competitive. And that's why I think Richemont, they don't play the fast fashion game. Mm. They've been playing the same game for over 100 years. They build quality pieces, you buy one and you keep it. And I think that needs to be repositioned slightly. And then another sector that we are very excited about. So we've obviously seen massive growth on the AI front and the chip maker front. But now we get into a space where these data centers, electricity supply, water supply needs to be built by brick and mortar, picks and shovels to support the AI growth. And that's something that's made money for ages.
Mm. Traditional things don't necessarily disappear. That's quite an interesting perspective. Nellis, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the Naspers Tencent situation. I've got a conversation coming up a little later on around that, just to get a better understanding of what that means. Obviously, South Africa's relationship from a Naspers process perspective with Tencent and the weighting of Naspers and process on our JSE has been what's been driving the moves in the local front. Do you think from a US perspective that this kind of sweeping statement around blacklisting is something we're going to see more of?
Yes, definitely. That is the one area where we have taken a couple of hard lessons in 2016 from Trump.
Mm.
And I think we're going to see more of it in the next couple of years. He does tend to act very aggressively. And I know this wasn't Trump that imposed this. It was the government. But I think under Trump's leadership, we're going to see aggressive, sweeping statements, especially against China. And South Africa is going to be very, very wary with, firstly, us being exposed to the economy quite a bit. And then secondly, having ties such as Naspers and process, we're going to get knocked in the teeth a couple of times if we don't play it very carefully.
Mm. With the World Economic Forum coming up later this month, do you think some of these conversations will come up again? Do you think the focus will be shifted from what was previously set to be on the agenda for the gathering in Davos? Do you think that now we are in a bit of an unknown space or a bit of a no man's land, so for lack of a better term, around markets, and that's possibly why markets also selling off?
Definitely so. Remember, one of the big reasons why markets are selling off today is we saw a very particular data point move in the US.
Hmm.
So we saw the highest move in the prices of US services. So we saw the highest move since, if I believe it's correct, it's February of 23.
Hmm.
So the expectation was around about 54 and it came out at 58, right? That's an index.
Hmm.
What that means is the economy is fairly strong if service prices are moving quite strongly upwards. And if the economy is strong, the Fed might forego the upcoming rate cut.
Mm.
And now we're all back to rising inflation rate fears. and we sell everything and we start buying bonds. So that, I think today is a bit of a shock and a bit of a knee-jerk reaction. To quickly answer you, I know you need to run. To quickly answer you on Davos, I think it's going to be a very, very interesting Davos. I didn't get tickets, so if MoneyWeb's got a couple of spare ones, can you please send it through? Because Davos over the last 5 years have been fairly dominated by left-wing politics. Because the can or rather the world or the first developed economies were being governed by left-wing parties. And now, over the last year, we had over 40 elections, all moved quite strongly nationalist and quite strongly right-wing. So theoretically, we should see a right-wing Davos, which is something we haven't seen in decades. I think that's going to be an interesting watch.
You say theoretically, Nellis, what are some of the factors that could prevent that? I mean, obviously we don't know what's going to happen. We're all going to wait and see come the end of the month. But what are some of the outcomes or some of the kinds of shifts that we could see as a result of this?
I think we're going to see a stronger stance against immigration. I think we're going to see a stronger stance towards pro-dollar. I don't think we're going to see a lot of movement to get rid of the dollar, and I see we're going to see a lot softer stance on going green, going ESG. I think we just might see an oil drilling presentation.
Well, in the words of Donald J. Trump, drill, baby, drill. It looks like it's going to be that kind of year. We'll leave the conversation there. Nellis, thanks so much for the time and for
Thank you,
the
sir.
insights.
Appreciate it.
Nellis Brink, Wealth Manager at PSG Wealth, joining me to take a look at the market movements today, some of the driving factors behind them, and the kind of year we could be in for.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.